what you've seen on tape, I know you haven't seen that much, but from now to what they were doing beginning of the season, pretty much same stuff, some different guys though because of injury? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there are just some different guys just because, you know, some guys have gotten hurt. But, I mean, it's similar stuff. They've been doing the same kind of stuff all year. So, you know, you got to look at all the looks and prepare for it because, you know, they do a lot of stuff with the different blitzes and moving around and different things like that. So, you know, just all the stuff we got to get ready for.
What is the approach going into this week, knowing that you've got the playoff berth clinched, you can't advance your seat or anything? Is it work on improving stuff for you guys going into the playoffs? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely don't want to come out and be flat. We want to have some momentum going into the playoffs. So, I mean, we got to come out and we got to play our best. We got to, you know, execute a lot better. I mean, I know the focus is going to be on the run game because of how things ended up working out last week. You know, I feel like we need to come out. We need to improve in that aspect. But yeah, I mean, we're treating it just like any other game. We're going out, preparing. We're gonna, you know, do everything we can to put ourselves in a good position going into the playoffs.
In what ways, having been to the playoffs last year, does that help you guys for these next couple of weeks coming up?
Yeah, I think it's big. You know, we kind of have that you know, experience. So, you know, going in, I think, you know, last year we were, you know, hanging on pins and needles waiting to find out if we were going to make the playoffs and all that stuff because we had to have a lot of help. Now knowing that we're going no matter what is big for us. So I think the biggest thing this week is we got to come out, we got to execute well, play well, and like I said, get some of that momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, the last eight quarters really haven't been what you want, you know, offensively going into playoff football, right? I mean, one need to execute at a higher level than you have in the last couple of games.
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, we've been able to win these last two games, but it hasn't been our best play offensively. So, you know, we've got to improve. We got to see the signs of improvement in the way we play this week.
Marvin Jones, just in a Pittsburgh game, that seemed to be the best that he played since moving into the lineup.
Yeah, he's done well, and so you know, we got to keep getting him out there, keep you know, letting him do his thing because, I mean, he's a talented guy. So, you know, I was pleased with how he played. He's got full confidence in him. He's done a lot of good things. He's shown it in practice, and you know, now it's good to see it's, you know, shown up in the game.
What was different in the fourth quarter of that game? Because for three quarters, it seemed like bits and pieces, but it seemed like you really got in a rhythm in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the time that you have to go out and win the game. So, you know, for us, we felt like, you know, at least for me, I felt like I was seeing everything well. I knew exactly what I was getting, you know, at all times. So, that's the time that you have to be at your best. And, you know, for us to get a chance to go to playoffs and all that kind of stuff that was riding on that game, you know, we did just enough to get the win.
Last year it was in Pittsburgh where the game kind of got away from the team. This year it was the opener in Baltimore, 17-13 game in the third quarter, and it ended up kind of getting away from you a little bit. What do you remember most about that opener in Baltimore?
Yeah, we were in the game going into halftime, and then, you know, turned the ball over a couple times and did some things when they took advantage of it. So it kind of got out of hand. So we definitely don't want anything like that to happen again, you know, especially playing at home. We got to come out and play our best.
Said you guys would be working with a deep ball this week. What kind of things are you working with that as far as trying to?
Yeah, it's just timing and, you know, different you know, trajectory of the ball, and, you know, putting a little bit more air under it and stuff like that. You know, I've definitely got to hit some, because if I hit a couple of those in the game last week, it's a different game. So now I got to get better. I got to improve at it, and you know, it just comes with practice.
You got the 0-3 against the Steelers monkey off your back. You're looking forward to get the 0-3 Ravens monkey off your back.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we can come out and get a win, and you know, I don't have to worry about the, you know, those comments anymore. But the biggest thing is we got to come out and we got to play well. We got to execute, and if we do that, good things will happen.
More to prove in this game, considering you guys got beat on national TV in the opener by 31 to these guys?
Yeah, I mean, you never want anything like that to happen. So for us, we're treating this like any other game. We want to come out, we want to play our best, we want to win. And, You know, it just happens to be a team that, you know, beat us pretty good last time. So we got to come out and we've got to, you know, do everything we can to execute like we know we can. And if we do that, you know, I think I don't think it'll turn out anything like it did the first time.
Run game, what didn't work on Sunday, or what was it?
Well, they did a good job of you know, taking away the run. I mean, they were putting a lot of guys in the box, and you know, they did a good job of blitzing and stuff into our you know, when we were running the ball. So you know, for us, we've got to either you know, find ways to get out of the runs or find ways to you know, have runs that are going to work against the different looks that we're getting. So I think that was the biggest thing. They had a good plan going in, and they weren't going to let us run the ball.
1 minute, please. Sounds like.
How do you think you're better? I'm sorry to play that.
Well, I just, Philadelphia kind of, you know, had their little aggressive packages, twists and stuff, and then the ball took it to another level with the run blitzing he was doing and, you know, loading the box up and everything. You think Baltimore will probably try to do the same type of thing? You have to hit a couple of big plays to get them out of that mentality?
I'm sure that, you know, they're going to watch the tape and you know, find areas that you know, we didn't do things very well. And so, I mean, that's what teams do. They try to everybody watches the tape. Everybody knows what the other teams are doing as well. So, no, we expect them to have a good plan going in, but I mean, we feel like we're going to have a good plan as well. I feel like I've got more control over everything that we're doing. I feel like it's, you know, if they're to make an in-game adjustment, it's not gonna, I mean, it's not gonna affect me at all. I feel like I, you know, they're asking me to do a lot more. I feel like I want to do a lot more, and so I think that's just kind of where this offense has gone and how I've grown as a player.